Again, thank you for listening to Health and Happiness on KGVM 95.9 FM or KGVM.org. We thank the Montana Psychological Association Public Education Committee for encouraging us over the years, and Bob Wall, KGVM DJ and computer guru, for seeing that the program gets on the air. Now, I, Dr. Arliss Wood, psychologist, and Dr. Suzanne Wood, speech-language pathologist, begin as co-host of the show. Suzanne, please begin.
Good afternoon or evening out there, everyone. We hear from a group called Active Minds that 67% of young adults tell a friend they're struggling before telling anyone else. They also find that 50% of us will experience a mental health condition in our lifetime. I know when we had statewide suicide prevention coordinator Carl Rosten on, he explained that since COVID, there has been a four times greater increase of suicide attempts and completions with high school kids. The Bozeman Health group did a survey of Gallatin Valley, and it was before COVID. However, they found that 1 out of 5 people across our valley reported they or a loved one had a mental health disturbance. So we know there is a great need for help in this area, and we have just a splendid roster of people here today who are working hard and dedicating themselves to helping those who are struggling from any direction. And these people are the friend of everyone who's struggling, along with each of us. So what we need to do is listen carefully, partake in the events that they're presenting to us, and help, volunteer, donate, do everything we can to help the people within this group. We have with us Cassie Jackson. Cassie, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I am the founder of the nonprofit Suffer Out Loud, and our mission is to reduce the suicide rate in Montana. And all of our programs are really focused on connecting people to help. So we know that Montana has one of the highest suicide rates in the nation. We also know there's a lot of great resources out there for people who are struggling. So our programs focus on being the bridge that connects Montanans that are struggling to the help that is available. And this can be through our scholarship program that covers the cost of 12 sessions with a mental health care provider for those that can't afford it, or through events in the community that help to reduce the stigma around mental health and start conversations.
And that's incredible. And we have had your group on the show before, and we're so happy to have you back again participating in this upcoming event. And so thank you, Cassie, for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you bet. We'd also like to introduce Maddie. Maddie, tell us about yourself.
Yeah, I am the current president for the Active Minds Club at MSU. We restarted this group this past year. Active Minds actually is a lot bigger than MSU. There's many clubs across the nation within colleges and high schools. And it's actually the leading nonprofit organization for promoting mental health awareness and education for young adults in the nation, which is pretty cool. And our goal is just to open the conversation about suicide and mental well-being among young adults. And yeah,
it's distressing to think that I just heard last month that suicide is now the leading cause of death in children. So it seems impossible, but seems to be the case now. We have another person with us who's helping in this arena, Hugh Burrows. And Hugh, welcome.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for having me. So I'm Hugh Burrows, and I'm the actor and co-producer of the production Every Brilliant Thing, which we're doing here in Bozeman, which is really exciting. I've wanted to do this show for a really long time, and it's great that I have so many awesome people here to help promote it and help spread the amazing message about mental health and its mental health awareness that it comes with.
Fantastic. And so I'd like to let the audience know, do you have the dates and the times of the performances?
Yeah, so it takes place at the MSU Sub Ballroom. And if you come in at the south entrance, that's the best place to find it. The dates are August 16th and 17th, then the 23rd and the 24th, all at 7 p.m., and then August 25th at... wait, hold on. Let me make sure I get this correct.
Lila is calling in.
At 2 p.m.
We'll get right back.
We'll get right back with you.
Okay.
Hi, Lila.
Hi. Hey. I'm so sorry. I didn't think I was supposed to be on this. So I'm just, you know, wandering around Ashland, Oregon.
Oh, no. You were going to introduce everybody, but now we've already done the whole show, Lila. No, I'm joking.
Oh, I've wrecked everything, as per usual. No. So there you go.
We're just starting, honey. We just had intros.
We have three of the others on right now. Yeah.
And
hello,
what we're
everybody.
Doing,
hello.
Welcome.
We're having a little interruption, but we'll introduce you next. And what we're going to do is the group, we've already explained this to them. We'll have the engineer edit this out, this part where we're just setting back up again with you, okay?
Okay. Sounds great.
And I'm going to just go ahead and pretend that I'm going to finish up with Maddie, and then I'll introduce you, Lala, okay?
All right. Thanks, dear. And, you know, if it's too noisy, because I am in the middle of Ashland, just say, so good to have you here for a brief time. Get off the line, Lila, or something like that, okay?
Boot you off, okay. Not a chance, Lila.
He was telling us when the productions were.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sunday, what time? You go back to that.
Yeah. So it's August 16th and 17th, and the 23rd and the 24th, all at 7 p.m., and then is August 25th at 2 p.m., and that production has talkback with Cassie after that one, which is really exciting.
And so there'll be a general discussion following the play.
Yes.
And kind of, Hugh, if you could, while we're talking about this aspect, describe the setting for the play. It's not a typical audience in rows in front, is it?
That's right, yeah. So it's a theater in the round. So there's four sides that the audience sits in, and then myself, the actor, am right in the middle. And what's really great about this show is because it's a one-man show and other characters are needed at various points. Audience members that want can take part and, you know, read lists from the brilliant things that this boy writes, or, you know, play a veterinarian or the father. And it's really brilliant because it just creates this incredibly intimate connection with the audience for this hour. It's beautiful.
And the focus is on positive thinking, positive spirit. Tell us a little bit more about that, if it's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. So the story of Every Brilliant Thing is it follows this young boy who, when he's a kid, his mom tries to kill herself. And when, as a kid, what he does to cope with that is he creates a list of every brilliant thing that he can think of. So it's, you know, ice cream or roller coasters or... you know, people falling over, like a lot of silly stuff that as a 7-year-old you just think is really brilliant. And then he uses that list kind of throughout the rest of his life as we follow him, you know, in college to fall in love, to connect with his father when he's older again.
Oh, excellent. So there is so much research. You could just look at it for days about how positive thinking is so important and helpful to mental health. So this play really nails it, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's I'm genuinely one of the greatest pieces of writing I've had the privilege to work on. It every time I read it brings me to tears, makes me laugh. It is.
Okay. So we will, toward the end, you remind me if we haven't done it yet, Hugh, let's repeat those dates and times. And is there a charge to come to the play?
Yeah, so tickets are $20 for adults, and it's $15 for students. And you can buy tickets at www.hughburrows.com or at the door.
Okay, great. So one could just come to the door if you haven't gotten your tickets ahead of time. Okay.
Absolutely.
Oh, marvelous. And so the two groups that are helping to support your effort, this wonderful play, are Suffer Out Loud, and we just talked to Cassie, and Maddie from Active Minds. And Lila, how are you involved with this?
Well, I am the fortunate person that was involved in finding this piece, and Hugh and I have known each other for quite a while. Hugh was a student of mine of speech and debate, the Hawkers in Bozeman, Montana. And I saw Hugh when he was a child. That's where I first saw him act. And I thought, what a great kid, right? And then I was lucky enough to be his coach and his director and producer for Hawk Theater at Bozeman High School. I found this great play. I always poke around for good work. And I found this play, and I got it, and I read it. And it was a couple of years before he was a senior, but I always sort of had it in my back pocket because it is a really special, really funny, really true, touching piece. So that's how it came to be. I am producing this play because he was way out of high school, but we always talked about doing it as a gift to the community and also as sort of his last big performance as a Bozeman actor, because he's going to go away and be in the world. So I'm producing. That means basically I try to get the word out. I make sure great people are going to help him. I ask great people like Active Minds and Suffer Out Loud to be interested and be there with us. I try to get great people like you to ask us about it. That's basically my job.
Excellent, excellent. Hugh, I don't know if you've heard about the new law in Montana, and I'm sorry to have to tell you, but you are not allowed to leave Montana.
I helped pass that law, you.
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's awful.
Fortunate.
And wonderful.
This all is remarkable because, again, it all falls back to that huge effort to help those around us figure out ways to cope, strategies. And I know that I'd like to hear a little bit more about the two groups that are helping to support. Cassie, tell us one more time a little bit more about Suffer Out Loud and how people could reach you guys if they have need of those services you're going to mention.
Yes, absolutely. You can follow along with us and learn about all of our programs and get in touch at sufferoutloud.org. And we started in 2017 really seeing that Montana has been in the top five states with the highest suicide rates in the nation for the last 40 years. And the last 40 years, that's as long as we've been collecting that data. So for as long as they've been collecting the data, we know that Montana has been top for suicide rates in the nation. And when we look at the reasons why, one of the big things that continually comes up is the stigma is so strong in Montana around mental health and having these conversations. And to bring it back to this production, we were so excited to be involved because this is another way to start those conversations and normalize those conversations and hope that people start reaching out and knowing that they're not alone if they're struggling. And so that's a big reason we're excited to participate with everybody on this call and just continue to normalize conversations around mental health.
I think it's so neat that you guys are doing this. I guess we all know by looking at the news and just looking around us, the difficulty that Bozeman has had in getting an inpatient mental health unit. I know they've struggled with it, and we're going to have that group on again. I think finally, after years, they may be on the verge of getting a more active mental health inpatient unit here, along with the support systems. And also the trouble at the state hospital, where they can't seem to continue without some main big issue coming up that they're all about to lose their accreditation, or they have. The stigma is in the atmosphere here, it seems. And you guys are really doing something to offset that. I'm good to hear that.
Yes, thank you. We're finding that conversations are getting more normalized. There's still work to be done, but just more people are reaching out to be connected to resources. More people are reaching out for our programs. As I mentioned earlier, mental health care scholarship program, which will cover the cost of 12 sessions with a mental health care provider if Montanans can't afford it. And that is our program right now that's in the highest demand, is folks not having insurance or not having co-pays on those insurance to get mental health care. And right now we have 50 people on our wait list just because there's such a big gap there and people trying to get help.
That's a remarkable program. You're just going right to the heart of what's needed, and you're providing as much as you possibly can. So we commend you highly for that work, Cassie. And, you know, I'm reminded of a study I read a while back, and they interviewed people who had tried to end their lives, and particularly a group who jumped from a bridge and in New York City. And they survived somehow. And every single one of them reported when asked that after they jumped, as they were falling, they realized it was a mistake. It wasn't what they wanted to do, which seems so tragic. And what it turns out, it was the pain they were trying to escape. They were just trying to get out of the pain they were feeling at that moment. And they didn't have a strategy or a way to do that or a person to talk to. And I think what this play does, Hugh, is give people a strategy, at least one. This child figured out right away he had to do something, it sounds like. And so maybe just that change of mind enough to focus on something positive might give relief. And so I think the play is not just touching and wonderful, but also deeply significant and helpful.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I think is really great about it. Also so brilliant about it. Yeah, I think it touches on so much because it follows this boy throughout his whole life. And so, you know, it can give people a strategy. It can tell people, you know, that other people are out there experiencing similar things as to what they're experiencing. And, you know, it gets better. Absolutely. May not get brilliant, but it will always get better.
And help you get through a real tough time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Maddie, I wanted to hear more about the Active Minds Club and what you all are doing.
Yeah, so with Active Minds, as I mentioned before, it's a little bit bigger than MSU, but within MSU, our club works really closely with the Counseling and Psychological Services of MSU to be a bridge to the students and to promote their resources and destigmatize mental health around campus, just kind of like how Cassie had said. We hold monthly events that are fun and engaging, but also open the floor to have some of these deeper conversations. For example, we had a campus-wide scavenger hunt with prizes, but then we followed up with conversations about suicide prevention or just the mental health struggles of emerging adulthood. And we have a Council of Psychological Services representatives work with us to make sure that our information is correct and that we're matching students with the right resources that they need around campus. So,
and yes, do those resources, do you have them in place on campus, or do you refer to some community resources, or how does that work, Maddie?
Yeah, that is a great question. So campus actually has a lot more resources around this than I even knew as a student when I started doing this. So we do try to direct students towards their services, but a lot of times we get questions from maybe people who were students at one point and dropped out of school due to their mental health. But we are able to also work with CPS to get those students taken care of too and referred out into the community. So it's really awesome that they are able to work with us to do that for students and for those who just need it.
And yeah, there's a huge need. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
I thought somebody was trying to make a comment. I didn't want to interrupt. I was going to say I'm noticing that you all also have, for students who might be interested, you have internship programs.
I think this might be a question more for Brian, but for the Active Minds Club, for students who are interested, we have the idea of it that we want them to be as involved as they want, and whether that is they just get a newsletter once a month or they just come to the events, or if they want to be in a spot of advocacy, we're working on making a group for that too so that people can be educated on how to help people who are struggling. So.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you could tell us from your perspective what you see looking around at your fellow students. What do you think is the mindset that you have to struggle with there? How are you raising awareness, and how much awareness do you think is there at this point?
Yeah, so I actually started working on Active Minds my freshman year of college. I was an RA.
An RA is for somebody who might.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. So it's a residential or the resident advisor. So there's one on every floor of the dorms.
Okay.
But what was unique was that I was a freshman along with these freshmen. So they were my peers and they were my friends. And there were cases of a suicide that I knew was really impacting people. And along with that, just people my age in general. And I was surprised to see that there was really no conversation about it and that people were struggling. And I really just wanted to dig deeper to see what we could do about it and what MSU has to offer. So that's kind of where my came from Active Mind. And then I found a group of like-minded students and we put it together. And now we're working really close with Counseling Psychological Services and Active Minds to open this conversation up a little more around campus and destigmatize it.
So would you say that it's largely composed of students who are studying psychology or counseling, or is it a cross-section of students just wanting to be helpful?
It's a cross-section for sure. We had this year on our leadership board, I'm a psych student, but we had an engineer major, a liberal studies major, and a neuroscience major. So it's for everybody all over. It's for people who might be struggling to reach out, or people who are just passionate about this and want to open the conversation, or maybe they have friends who are struggling and they just need some more support or just, yeah, to talk about it. So that's what we're here for.
So it's pretty open then. If you're interested, you could be trained and be helpful. And so did you undergo some training, Maddie?
Yeah, so the program's pretty new, but we are working with CPS to get the trainings done with them. So more to come on that in the fall, but I am excited to see where it goes.
So you'll have some strategies that you will be trained to employ when talking to people.
You said CPS. Would you define that?
Thank you. Yes, that's the Counseling and Psychological Services at MSU.
Okay. That's Brian. Okay. We'll catch him tomorrow. Yeah. Thank you, Maddie. That's just fascinating to hear about. We might ask more soon. And I was just wondering, Cassie, you have Suffer Out Loud, and Maddie, you do Active Minds. And so we know that there's a real shortage of counseling help of all kinds all across Montana, particularly in the rural areas. And so I think this is great effort on both of these programs, but particularly your program, Maddie, where we might encourage people to be more aware and also encourage more professionals to go into the field, because there's a real dire shortage. We were having some psychologists on last winter that were talking about 3 and 4 month waits to get just the first appointment, even across the board. So what you're doing, I think, is very valuable.
I agree with that. The shortage is, it is hard, but I'm grateful that people are beginning to destigmatize and that we can find more resources for our students and our community.
And Lila?
Yes.
Do you find that the high school students might have some of these same needs that we're seeing on the MSU campus?
Absolutely. My high school students that I see, I work with the whole range of kids, because I've got my team, of course, the speech and debate team, and then I do the theater program. I teach the babies. I teach freshmen English. But I also have another group that I'm an advisor for, and that's the SAGA group there at the high school. There's one at GHS as well, and that stands for Sexuality and Gender Alliance. And those kids need this. I think there's a great a big void in high school people's lives. We do have services at the high school, but if you think about just the sheer number of kids in a high school, and also the stigma that we talk about, it's even deeper for a high school student, because they're always, you know, seemingly concerned about, you know, how people perceive them, if people are looking down on them, if they reach out for help, what are they going to think? And I find with my SAGA kids a deep need for that. I've always hoped, I've had this club for a while, that by having community and a place to be safe and be seen and be themselves, that helps. But there is a need. There's always a need for kids to be safe and feel seen, you know? So yes, absolutely. And I love it that Active Minds is on campus. And when I saw Cassie's program, I immediately wanted to talk to her and see, you know, what they did, if they were interested. It's such a deep need, I guess, is the word I keep coming back to, in Montana. I mean, I'm a Montanan. I grew up there. I was raised there by great people, but in my family, you never talked about anything like that. And I was fortunate enough to grow up and leave and then come back and seek help that I needed. And it saved my life. I mean, not to be too dramatic, but that's what happened. So yes, there's always a need. And my high school kids, my high school kids are there, and I see them every day. And I'm glad that Bozeman has the support systems that we do.
How do you keep the politicians at bay who want to control?
Oh, Arlen. Oh, you like those questions. Clear man. I love it.
Yeah.
Because
I get so disgusted with them, I have to always bring it up.
Mm-hmm. I will be Very honest with you. I have had political people come to the high school and talk to my principals. This was before the one that I have now, about how this my club in particular was inappropriate and detrimental to the fabric of society and the high school community. And my principals at BHS said, there's the door. They were nicer than that. But yeah, I have had trouble in the past. I don't care. So long as they leave my kids alone. That's the clearest answer. I am very fortunate to have great administrators who see the need for that and who know that as Americans, we deserve to fully be invested in that right. That is a necessary thing to remember, and they do that. And that's my answer. And they're usually, you know, people that do not see that everybody is equal and that those kids are their kids as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, these kids are already more at risk and need more support because there's a difference there. And so we all need to kind of gather around and provide support. We had some Native American persons on talking about how in their community, people who were different were treated with respect and love, and set on a pedestal in a way. So I think, you know, that your program and your kids might be able to have a really positive impact across the board, Lila.
I hope so. I always tell people who ask about the club and about those kids, I always say, you got to put your arms around them and you've got to know that they are deserving of love. Every single child needs to be seen and loved. And there's just no other way to say it. And I love them. They are amazing people and they're brave, you know?
Yes.
So,
yes.
Yeah, I'm honored. I'm honored to be able to work with
them. We're right with you on that. It's such a need.
Yes.
We're so glad you're there for them. Have fun for them.
I hope so most of the time, yeah.
You know it. Yeah, well, they're occasional. Yeah.
Go vote, everybody. Go vote.
That's right. Vote, vote, vote.
Yeah. So, okay, that is an excellent aspect that we got to study. And again, going back to the play, Hugh, you were brought to this maybe with Lila's encouragement, or was it something that you were feeling very strongly about as well?
Yeah, it was honestly a bit of both. So this, like Lila said, she gave me this script originally my senior year in high school to run for speech and debate. So I did like competitive acting essentially. And so I did a version of this show, cut down to about 10 minutes. So I did the whole thing in about 10 minutes, and competed for a whole season across the state and then across the country. Then last fall, I wanted to do this whole show. And so I texted Lila and I said, hey, let's do it. You know, like that was kind of all it was, all there was to it. Of course, she happily agreed and was just as excited as I was. So we're just doing it together. And it's really awesome to have all the support and the partnerships we have from Suffer Out Loud and Active Minds, because, you know, I'm just an actor. That's all I do. So to have those people there and making sure that the message of the play is being spread to all the people that need it is wonderful.
Well, just an actor isn't the right phrase there. You're an actor who's bringing a wonderful therapeutic show. And by the way, we have kids who make movies in New York City.
Nice.
And work with actors and actresses. And, you know, it's really quite an industry. And so we sure hope that you continue to do well. Had you thought about making this play into a film?
I think that is something that would be really, really brilliant. The rights for the play, I don't think we're the correct people to do it. But yeah, gosh, I hope that it does get made into a play or into a movie.
Yeah. It sure seems like it needs to be, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll contact the movie folks in New York. How's that?
I like that plan. That's good.
Lila, are you in on this?
Yes, please. I'll bring coffee or water or whatever they need.
Okay, that always helps. Yes.
Wouldn't it be awesome to have this on the screen? Wouldn't it be great? Because it's so funny and so, well, what does the Guardian say? The most, it's hilarious. It's brilliant.
Funniest play about depression you'll ever see.
Well, and, yeah, to me, I've just been thinking all along, this would be perfect to be in a film, and then how many more you could reach, perhaps.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I was wondering, among all you groups, does the mental health community communicate enough, share enough, support each other enough? What do we need here?
No small question, Maddie.
Anybody have any suggestions?
Cassie, yes.
I was gonna let Cassie chip in, but I am pleased about how well it has been and easy it has been to communicate with every resource or group that I've reached out to with Active Minds. It is a newer group, but I would say that so far the communication with everybody and the counseling and psychological services has been pretty awesome.
Their own campus.
This is Cassie jumping in, and I agree. I think we have a great collaborative community around mental health here, especially in Gallatin County. A lot of what I'd say growth mindset of people who just want to see people getting help and who want to see the suicide rate reduced in Montana and in Gallatin County have been really impressed with the collaborations that we've been able to have since we started in 2017 and the support we've been able to have for our mission.
Yes, we've had numerous helping groups and persons on the show. And the Help Center, for instance, talks about if there's a rape or a problem of abuse or suicide possibly, that the hospital is set up to work with them. The police work closely with them. Even the ambulance people have training. And so all of the groups have coordinated to kind of be able to facilitate the process when a person's having a crisis.
Help Center, I think I emailed all the people on my list in the show and production crew. The Help Center and I just talked this morning, and I had missed an email. I had sent an email to them back in June, and I had missed the email that asked for, you know, the get together. So Help Center is on board, you guys, and they'll be there with us too, which is amazing. The Help Center in Bozeman is a wonderful resource, and I'm looking forward to looking in their face as well. I just met Cassie the other night in person, so it was great.
Oh, that is very heartwarming to think of how much more we can accomplish when we unite and we're not at all, you know, concerned with who has priority or whatever. Mm-hmm. We're just wanting to help folks. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. Well, and I was going to say back to Maddie, I read that Active Minds has speakers that go out. And it says, interested in bringing an Active Minds speaker to your event? Reach out to our team today to get the process started. Are you familiar with that program, Maddie?
Yeah, we are. And we are excited for this next year to see if we can make that happen and work with them. We've been focusing on a lot of fundraising so we can have the finances to do that. And yeah, that has been on our goal since we started. So I am excited about that.
Very good. And so this speaker, is that someone in your group, Maddie, or is it somebody? How do you determine who's going to speak for an event or for a group?
I don't have much information. I do believe we are allowed to bring in people that we find inspiring. But as I mentioned before, Active Minds is a big national group. So they have speakers that they can send out and help work with you in your like local club to get somebody sent out for you. So we're excited to that more.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Okay. I was just wondering also, I read that there's a power resource hub that is sponsored by Active Minds. Do you know about that outreach effort, Maddie?
I actually am not aware of this. I think Brian might have some more information on this. He is our advisor, and I just put him
okay.
on the
Sure.
We'll ask him. Dying off, but I am definitely interested in knowing more. That sounds cool.
And there's actually an Active Mind store. Do you have any of the loot on campus for people, like they wanted a T-shirt or whatever?
Yeah, so we do have, we currently have a bunch of stickers and pins and all of that. We'll actually have them at the show. We'll be tabling some of those things. And then we're also working with some local college kids to make some T-shirts and see how that goes out. So we're excited with the Active Minds logo while also incorporating MSU. So it should be exciting. I'm excited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So everybody out there, you can maybe get a T-shirt to support these groups.
I'm going to get both.
Yes. Yes. And I know that we once did a marathon in San Francisco. We have done we've done a bunch of those. And I didn't realize, though, that they might have been supporting Active Minds. So if anybody's a marathon runner, check into some of the other options you have to support these groups. That's a really fun one.
I wanted to ask you, where's your base? Do you work out of Montana, Bozeman, or somewhere else?
Yeah, out of Bozeman, Montana, but I'm moving to pursue my BFA in acting at Emerson College in Boston.
Ooh, wow.
So, yeah, I when Lila said this is kind of my last thing in Bozeman, you know, she's not kidding for the most part. The final show is the 25th, and then I move on the 26th. So it's a little bittersweet, but it's a good final thing.
Bon voyage, hey. Sounds
that's right.
What a way to end your journey here. Wow, Hugh.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I would like, Hugh, if you would, to go back over the times and the place and all about it. We told people earlier that we'd mention it again, and we've got some time here, but I just didn't want to get too far along and miss that. So could you go back over that specific information data for us?
So the show is in the Montana State Sub Ballroom. It's in Ballroom B, and if you come to the south entrance, there will be signs to point you in the right direction. Then shows are August 16th and 17th and the 23rd and the 24th, all at 7 p.m. And then the show on August 25th is at 2 p.m. And that show has a wonderful talk back afterwards with myself and Cassie from Suffer Out Loud. And you can buy tickets at www.hughburrows.com, H-U-G-H-B-U-R-R-O-U-G-H-S.com. We hope to see you there.
And I want to mention, this is Lila jumping in. I want to mention that if you are interested in a group coming, please, 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 when you are on that site, leave Hugh and myself an email and we'll get right back to you because we'd love to have groups come in and we'd love to ticket you that way and give you a big break.
Yeah, and you can email me at everybrilliantthing@hughburrows.com and yeah, we'll get in touch.
And so different venues could bring this for their members, for their citizens. So it's something that is portable, shall we say.
Not this particular production, but if you want to bring a group of people into this run for this show, that's what I'm after. I want to be able to go, I'm bringing 10 people. Is there any way we can have a group rate? The answer is absolutely yes. Just reach out.
Okay. So church groups.
Absolutely.
All kinds
student
of groups.
Student groups, church mm-hmm. groups.
Yeah. Camp groups.
Anybody. It's great.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Very good.
I wanted to ask the whole group. I know we as humans are very complicated and have all kinds of issues and problems, and no one is free of them. Is there anything that is more prevalent going on now in this particular timeline, time and space in our country? What's going on that is really causing the most angst? Is it relationships? Is it climate? Is it pollution? Is it parents, children, what's going on?
Anybody else want to start?
This is Cassie jumping in. I don't know if I can answer that exact question, but I can speak a little more to why we see such high suicide rates in Montana, because I think it's interesting research for everybody to know, because several of those factors are environmental. And my hope in sharing that is that people can feel shame, which they absolutely shouldn't when they're struggling, but environmental things are totally out of our control. And so two of the things they found in research for Montana and around the high suicide rates is that we do have a vitamin D deficiency in a lot of folks in Montana, and also altitude mm-hmm. hasn't correlated globally to seeing a spike in suicide rates. So those are a few of the environmental factors, and then, you know, things like social isolation and lack of behavioral health services, which we talked about earlier. But these are important things to be aware of. We know our state struggles more than some of the other states in the nation.
Great answer.
Yeah.
I can tell you, being a high school teacher and coach, that the thing on my kids' mind is always that self-doubt, that inability to move through their high school society with confidence and an openness to love and be seen. With the kids in my Saga Club, that of course is intensified because they are the other, you know, they're of the society that is the highest rate of suicide in teenagers, and they feel alone a lot, and that's, you know, that's a terrible feeling. And I think high school kids, regardless of how they identify, feel that as well. They feel afraid. They feel not seen. They feel uncomfortable in their own skin, and they're seeking that acceptance, regardless of whether they're extremely popular and quote unquote, you know, the straight kids, or if they're the kids on the fringe, you know. So I think that has a lot to do with the young people that try to take their lives. And I'm after trying to, you know, see them and let them know that there's so many resources for them, you know?
Well, and one thing I noted about Active Minds is, at least in some areas, they have training for signs mm-hmm. and things you should be able to look out for and notice. We've had, very sadly, a mother who lost her high school son, here in Bozeman, one of our first programs, and she talked about not knowing at all that he was feeling that way. And she sat across the table from us, just devastated by the loss of her son, who made good grades, who was, to all aspects, seemingly nice, you know, adequate, fine young man. And she lost him. So I think it behooves every one of us to become more sophisticated about people's feelings and to reach out more. And that's what I love about this program and these other programs, Suffer Out Loud and Active Minds, that they're trying to make that connection and find that key to that person so that we can reach in and help. And we just want to thank you guys for your efforts.
Is there any area we haven't talked about? We have about 5 to 7 minutes left. What do you want to talk about?
This is Kathy jumping in again. I think it's important to share, as this show could bring some heavy feelings for people if they're struggling or if they've lost somebody to suicide, and to just know we'll be tabling after with resources for folks and ways they can get in touch with resources and with help if they need it.
So there'll be people right there with you, and Help Center will be there, and so you'll have a coalition of people to help reach out.
Absolutely. And that was really important when Hugh and I started to talk about this. Brian, who is not with us today, Brian Kassler with the center up on campus, is great that way. He'll be there with materials, and of course, Maddie and Cassie will be there in the Help Center. And Hugh will be there to entertain and edify. I will be there as well to just, you know, make sure everything runs smoothly, I think.
Of course. We definitely need your presence, Lila.
I don't know about that, but I'll be there.
For sure. Well, then I think what we can look forward to is a truly splendid offering. And I really think that every person should become more aware of mental health, mental illness, ways to strengthen, and strategies.
Yes.
Would it be too personal to ask, how did each of you get interested in this field? It is too personal.
Okay. I'll go. It's Lila. Like I mentioned, my background is full-on Montana and full-on dad who, you know, thought that any weakness at all was shameful. And he was a great man in a lot of ways, but he was really not very progressive in those ways. And my mother was a Stoic. So as a child, I was told that was a weakness. And growing up and becoming aware of the opposite truth of that is that excellent to talk about these things, and it's the way to healing and light. You know, I think that's my first reason. And the second reason is, and I'm going to try not to cry, Vivanna, I've had students and past students take their lives, and it's devastating for families, and it's devastating for the people who love those students. I just lost another one this year. And there's no way to explain the pain, but to work through it. And that's one of the reasons that I care so deeply for this show. You know, I think it's important. And luckily, this show is also hella funny. It's great. It's just a great show, interactive comedy, it's called. But I think it's important that people come together and see it and laugh and cry if you want to. You don't have to. And heal or learn or both or everything. So that's my reason.
And, you know, that same mother I was telling you about who lost her son explained that she was so depressed that daily she thought of dying herself by suicide. And for those out there, you need to know that she said the only reason that she could never do that was because it had hurt her so badly and that she could not get past it and that she knew she would be doing that same thing to her loved ones. So please try to think of those around you who maybe they don't realize that you're struggling, but help them to realize. So we could all try to reach out and grasp hands and remember that mother saying she stayed in the game because she couldn't harm anybody so deeply as she had been harmed.
Thank you for sharing that. Lila, do anyone else want to share?
I can share next. This is Kathy. I'm also born and raised in Montana, in more rural Montana, and moved to Bozeman over a decade ago. And I lost my sister to suicide when I was in my early 20s. And I remember it being the most isolating experience of my life because people were so uncomfortable even talking to me about it, grieving with me. I felt like I was totally on an island. And then I kept hearing that Montana had some of the highest suicide rates in the nation. And I kept thinking there must be other people experiencing this loss and going through this, but we're just, there's not a safe place to talk about it. And this was in 2008. So I think things have changed, but I just remember thinking I didn't want anybody else to have to, one, feel that loss because suicide loss is so complicated and devastating. And two, just so people know they're not alone and to have these support networks and these conversations where, you know, the loss is so incredibly painful, but then to also not be able to talk about it and have support around it is incredibly difficult. So I knew that I wanted to do something, and it honestly took me over 8 years to even be able to talk about it without crying or just to have that ability to come out and talk in spaces like this about it. But I knew I wanted to do something to help others and to keep spreading that message that people aren't alone and they're struggling, or if they're dealing with grief through from someone they've lost to suicide, they're definitely not alone.
We're so sorry to hear about your sister, Maddie, and we appreciate your thoughts because we all need to tie into that. Oh, Cassie, I'm sorry, I said Maddie. That was our Cassie. Thank you, Cassie.
We have a minute or two. Anyone want to add anything as a final word?
Yeah, I can add on. I mentioned earlier that my passion for this came from being an RA, a resident advisor in the dorms my freshman year. And I was also impacted by losing my own peers to suicide. And when I also saw a very common struggle around my residence and around the students, I just was like, it would just be so amazing if we could put them all in one room and talk about it, because everybody is feeling similar and no one's talking about it. So that's where my passion for this came from.
Excellent, dear. Excellent. You keep that up.
I'll jump in.
Yeah, go ahead.
As well. I grew up in Bozeman, Montana. I went to high school here, and I think I can't think of a person who at one point did not deal with some kind of depression or anxiety or, you know, suicidal thoughts, self-harm, like any of that. It's something that everybody deals with at some point, you know. And so, you know, I, coming from an artistic background, this is kind of the exact show I wanted to do to spread that message and to spread awareness about this issue. And yeah, I think really the most important thing we can do just as a community is just listen to each other and, you know, share and ask others for help, ask others if they need help. Yeah, that's why I'm here.
So good, Hugh.
Thank you all for being on the show. You seem like very dear people, have great programs. We urge the community, Gallatin Valley, to be sure to come out to this play and to support these organizations in every way you can. Again, this is KGVM, Gallatin Valley Radio, KGVM.org, or 95.9. You can go to the archives on KGVM.org and listen to this program as many times as you wish and others. So signing off for this day, and good evening, good day, and hope everyone works toward greater mental health.